Hey, this upcoming show I recorded a few days back. I was kind of actually not going to put it up, but I haven't been putting a lot of stuff up. So I listened through it a couple times, and I really liked most of what I said. And there was just an error in the show where I say Trump virus instead of Trump vaccine. It just sounds a little silly, and I was like, I'll just redo the show and pop it up. But I actually was listening through, and I did a couple of, I recorded a couple other ones that said basically the same stuff, but I didn't like the flow and the message that I put out. So I went ahead and just recorded this. So I'm going to go ahead and post it. I'll be able to put some stuff up on the video version of it where I'll be able to fix it a little bit, but I just wanted to throw it up unedited and leave it the way it was. And let's do it.
Hello?
What's up? What's up? What's up? How we doing, everybody? It's good to be back. Been away for a while. A lot been going on. I don't think I've posted since early summer, except for a couple little hello. I'm still not gone. I apologize for those of you with that we lost, and we're gonna start rolling again. Been knocking out some college classes. Taking care of some personal business and trying to hold down regular life, just like everybody else. But, man, let's talk about some vaccines. It seems that things that I've taken for granted and known as common knowledge have come into question by a lot of people recently. And I've seen a lot of these viruses come and go over the decades, and I will say that this COVID virus is the most different in just the travel patterns and how it spread and in the way that it acts and reacts. And I think it's very irresponsible for anyone to act like they have all of the answers or have found a resource that gives them all of the, you know, all the answers, where you're saying, oh, here, it's all settled science, this is done, this is over, there's no conversation, and you just need to do this because the herd is doing this. And I'm really, you know, it comes down to team politics and herd mentality and medical care. And medical care is private. It doesn't have anything to do with Democrats and Republicans. It doesn't have anything to do with conservatives or liberals or independents or any of that nonsense. It has to do with you and me as American citizens being able to go and get health care and to be able to have privacy with our care and to be able to make decisions about our care. And I just want to throw up this vaccine and how this virus has been handled, because when it first came out, everyone was like, I'm not taking that Trump virus. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm down with that. Because, you know, they're like, oh, we're not going to take something that they rushed. And he's just trying to make big pharma millions of dollars because those are Trump's buddies. And I was like, yeah, check, I'm with you. And then Biden becomes president. And suddenly this is all of these same people. Maybe not every last one, right? You know, but most of the anecdotally, the people that I know personally that were, I'm not taking the Trump virus, or now you don't love people and care about people if you take the virus, if you don't take the vaccine. And I think I said virus a second ago too, but I'm spacing. But it's a big thing where they're like, and you know, I know people watch corporate news, whether they're watching MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, NPR, whatever. Whatever sources you're getting, reading off the AP, it's all, you know, the same corporate thing. And you're going to be getting some type of narrative and some type of spin. And I just really recommend people just read the reports and read the stuff and that comes out. And because when I watch the news and then I go look at the stuff that they cited, there's always these words. And these are the words you need to pay attention to. May, could, might, possibly. Could, under some certain circumstances, could lead to, Those are all things that when you watch the news, they'll have a panel of people and they'll say, well, the report says that if this happens, that it could possibly be. And they zip through that reel, that, you know, you don't even almost notice that. And then they hypothesize about the worst case scenarios to get everybody all hyped up. And you're not even paying attention to that. That's not even, that's not reality. That's something they think maybe could, you know, there's a chance. There's a chance five other things could happen, too. We haven't done the studies. That's what science is. Science is not the first study that says this could, this may, this could, this under these circumstances will, you know, will maybe happen. That's not settled science. Science is going back and redundantly testing theories to under, you know, the same circumstances. And, you know, sometimes you expand the test because you want to learn different things. And so you change the criteria of your test, but you have repetitive tests. That's science. This idea that I believe science, you know, I believe science too. Science needs to keep rolling and keep going. Keep in mind, I don't care if people take the vaccine or don't take the vaccine. I think that's the thing that we need to start focusing on is like, there's no health risk. And I know that sounds controversial, but there's no health risk to somebody not taking a vaccine. There are health risks for people taking a vaccine, and there's health risk. Oh, I shouldn't say there's no health. There's a health risk because you could have, you know, I know people that didn't take it, and then they have people in the family that took the vaccine, and they took it, and they had lower stuff. They were sick when they took the vaccine. It, like, jacked them up, a couple of them, but then some people were fine. I think that the way that the body works is that with this virus, from what I've seen, is that it affects everyone different. And if the vaccine hits you kind of hard, probably a good chance that the virus is going to hit you hard. And, you know, it's a privacy issue. You know, it's a weird to me when people go, are you vaccinated? And it's like, what? Yeah, like, I want to, like, go off, but you can't do that. I'm just like, yo. Well, what do you like? I generally just say, hey, I don't talk about medical issues, and then people look at me like I'm weird. It's none of your business if I'm vaccinated or not vaccinated, and it's none of my business if you are either. I personally don't want to know and don't care, because if you're vaccinated, you have antibodies, and if I've had it or been vaccinated, I have antibodies, and if I haven't been vaccinated, then I've taken the risk that I could get sick and have worse problems in the hospital. That's not, and we've never been overran in America with our hospitals, ever. We did all this preparation, spent all this money, and we stopped doing a ton of medical procedures and left hospitals open for people to come in with COVID, but we never got really like overran. So I don't know. It's kind of weird how we're doing everything right now with this whole virus. It's so strange how everybody's so hyped up emotionally, and it's become a thing where I'm trying to search for the right words, because what concerns me is that it's just a fight, and it's like, if you don't do, you know, it's become political, and I don't know how it became the I hate the Trump vaccine to the you got to take the Biden vaccine. And nobody's calling it the Biden vaccine. And in reality, Trump never was in there doing anything with Pfizer and all these guys. But and then the bigger question is, why don't we have the traditional vaccines that actually do like more of an immunizing type of thing and are being pushed in a lot of other countries and taken to a lot? I'll put it in my notes when I post this up, and then there's the knack thing that they're taking off the market and turning into a drug that treats. And then in California, it's hard to get therapeutics. And I think same in New York, but why would you hold back therapeutics that are proven to be working around for everyone? You know, like what, like let people have the freedom to make decisions and make things. Like, why are we pushing big pharma? Our two Pfizer and the, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are we doing? And so, you know, the big thing is, though, when you look at the vaccine issue, like, I'm old. So when I was young, you got a vaccine, it was to immunize you. it was to stop. It was a way to protect you from getting something. And we are at a point now where it's not to protect you from getting something. You're going to get something. And it's just to reduce, you know, the chances of you dying. So we're calling it a vaccine, right? And again, I don't care. Like, if you, like, people need to make the decisions that are best for themselves and their family. So if you go get vaccinated, go get vaccinated. You want to get 10 boosters, get 10 boosters. But the level, every report that's out there, I don't care what the news is saying, is that the same, you have the same ability to spread it if you're vaccinated or unvaccinated. And vaccinated people are getting it and they're dying. It's just what, you know, it's the reality. So we can say we're not going to let you do this or let you do that. And we're going to take your freedom, or we're going to, you know, all these things that don't need to happen. I don't, you know, like, how are we getting tyrannical with medical things? And how are citizens okay with that in our country? Even in the world, anywhere, it's medical care. All these nurses that went through the front line, all these people that went through the front line in education who have issues, who can't take the vaccine here or there or whatever, and you, or, you know, they have real reasons, you're going to vilify them? You're going to tell people you can't go see a concert? They're shutting down public spaces because if we don't have spaces to talk, if we don't start getting together, if we don't stop being divided, we're going to fall fully apart. And it can't be over a medical issue. But let's argue over our taxes. Let's argue over the real theft of the government and the real suppression of our rights by the government of the estate tax, where when you build some wealth, you can't just pass it on and then build more wealth. Every family in America should be a little king amongst themselves. Every American should be rising up in their stature as the generations come. And then as new people come in, they begin to work themselves up. And some people are like, within my family and within my community, I want to work in this area where I'm at this level. And I don't mind not rising up or becoming rich. But everyone should be able to afford stuff because we have enough space. We have enough ingenuity. We just have a bunch of people up top taking our money and stealing it. We had a bunch of people shut down our economies and make billionaires more billions. We're pushing an electric infrastructure that is going to fail and is terrible for the environment, and claiming that we are environmentally conscious. It makes no sense. We got rid of glass and turned around and told all these people, oh, you got to get with the times. You guys are crazy who are talking about going away from glass is bad. We're going to do this plastic thing, everything plastic, which takes more oil. Which takes, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. It's more, I just don't. We have, and I've said this before in another podcast, but we have islands the size of Texas in the ocean, multiple, made of plastic. Now back to vaccines. While all that's going on, we're over here. You don't have a vaccine. Man, I took a vaccine. I'll beat you down if you don't take that vaccine. You won't get to go outside. You can't work. That ain't America. Wake up, people. Because here's the thing. Pre-2015, an injection of a killed or weakened infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. That's what a vaccination was called. The CDC. Pre-2015, injection of a killed or weakened infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. Pre-2015, let me say it again, from the CDC. The CDC definition of a vaccination: injection of a killed or weakened infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. Vaccination 2015 to 2021, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. Immunity. Okay. That seems a little more clear than the first one. September 2021. Vaccination definition. CDC, the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce protection from a specific disease. So my entire life, they made vaccines. You shouldn't call this a vaccine. You shouldn't change. I need y'all, everyone, to pay attention and stop letting them change the meanings of words. Because then you have two or three generations who now go back and read older literature, and it means something different. It changes the context of what they read from the past. That is altering history. That's bad. This is not good. We need to stop that. And so now here we are. I'm going to go back to this again. Vaccination. So this is not a vaccine. This is a thing to help give you protection. So I'm happy for you. You have some things in there that help protect you. Man, that's cool. We cannot get, we're not going to die as easy. If you are not vaccinated, you don't have the immunities, you're taking your chance. If you already had it, you have antibodies. If you already got COVID-19, you have antibodies, and you're good. So the pandemic is over. What are we doing? Mask, at best, with these little cloth things we're throwing over our face, 3% protection. We all played along. We've been doing that, and nobody gets too worked up. I know there's the stuff online, and there's always people that are going to argue over stuff like that and whatever, but, that's not my thing. I don't like the team thing, but I don't like wearing the mask, but, I do at work. So here's the thing. We need to get out of that. I go to places where they're not wearing a mask, and then just it'll be like normal life and everything. I went to Disneyland in the beginning of summer when we opened back up, and it was crazy wild. Like, it was very nice. But I'm around a lot of people, and I was like, well, let's see. Roll the dice. See if we get the vid. But, didn't happen. So, I just want people to be nice to each other, respect each other's health, respect each other as Americans, and start thinking about real issues. Like, why are we not talking and debating? We have the internet. Why are we not having more discussions? Why are we not getting more Zoom columns and things going? Why are we not making a difference as a people, just the people? Like, the leaders suck. We got to stop electing politicians. If somebody's been there for 10, 15, 20 years, like, they're a part of the problem now, because we need to go clean slate. Like, I don't know how, but it's like a Band-Aid. You just got to rip it off. These politicians have been in office for too long, way too long. So it's time. It's time for us to pull it together and just, stop. Stop, like, pay attention to what the CDC is doing. Pay attention to how they're changing the definitions of things. Pay attention to what's going on around the world, and that there's protests going on everywhere, and that freedom and rights are being violated. There is no reason for that to be going on. There is no reason for people to be having, things taken away from them, losing jobs, having to give up jobs. There's no risk. There's no added risk to someone going out there. You're not going to get it easier or spread it easier if you're not vaccinated. So leave those people alone. And if you're vaccinated, be like, cool, I got a less of a chance of dying because it's not vaccinated. You're whatever. You got the protective cocktail. Cool. I guess now everything that comes down the pipe that lowers your chances of dying from something. This is just a nightmare for us, is with the medical industry moving the way that it is, just becoming tyrannical and getting tied in with the government. And we're not supposed to be like this. This is a big part of our freedom. The freedom to life is through your medical and your privacy and the government not having their hands in everything. There's you have to have regulation, but yeah, I don't know. But I think the thing, and here's the thing, we were talking about a lot of the procedures. I don't know, that didn't happen, like during COVID, during the mandates, and there was a lot of things that they got rid of, a lot of elective procedures like heart stents, heart valve surgery, mammograms, preventive mastectomies, kidney stone removal, hip and knee replacements. And then, like, about 1.4 million healthcare workers were laid off, I think Newsweek reported. And, it's just weird. And then the crazy thing is that, you know, like, Sweden's never shut down, never wore masks, never did their thing. I think they had a couple little times when things got a little bit interesting for them over there, but they've been running wide open the whole time. And they, you know, every, you got different population densities and different you know, group sizes and stuff when you're looking at different countries and different states and different areas and different ways that people are culturally and how they interact. So, you know, it's obviously, you know, it's not apples to apples, but I mean, they are a good look. And what, you know, what's going on around the world. And if you look also, I think it was Denmark, it had about 80% of their people vaccinated, and or 87 of them, I can't remember what it was, but like a large majority of the people that are in the hospital are from that, that group, of people that are vaccinated. So it's just amazing when you like really start looking at the numbers and seeing, and then there, you know, I don't talk about it a lot, even my personal life, and I'm not going to get into it too big here, but there are risks to women as far as birth. There have been a lot of heart problems that have come with the vaccination with a lot of different people. And in the numbers, percentage-wise, if I'm looking there, I mean, the percentages are close to the risk of a healthy person, the same as it is with someone who takes the vaccine and develops a problem with it. It's very kind of weird when you look at that, you know, with comorbidities, it goes up quite a bit. A lot of the chances of someone taking the vaccine, having a problem and getting hurt, dying or whatever is higher, but the people that don't, you know, so it's like a low 1%. So it might even be less. But still, there are legitimate risks and things that people have looked at. And that's, again, why my question is, there are real vaccines. There are like two or three vaccines that are made the old traditional way that are more made to immunize you and actually, you know, work that way that we don't have available in the United States. Why? Why do we not have those available to look at and to examine the positives and negatives in them and take them? For people who don't want to take an experimental concoction. I like, if you say, I don't trust the pharmaceutical company and I don't want to get a vaccine, I'm like, I understand what you're saying. Like, you know, that makes sense. We'd still be spraying DDT on kids and people if we hadn't kept doing scientific studies and hashed that out. So, you know, anyways, I don't want to go too long. You know, I've probably talked enough about this, but as far as vaccines go, it and this whole thing with COVID, man, let's just, as a people in our personal lives, start, even when someone's getting hostile with it, just be like, hey, you know, I respect your rights and your medical privacy, and I just hope you respect mine. And you can't, don't, let's stop being hostile with it. Even, like I said, even if they start with it, if they say, oh, you're a sheep because you're vaccinated, be like, you know, I'm not a sheep. I looked at the data and I made this decision because I felt like it was worth the risk for me to lower my health. Right? That's reasonable. You say, I looked at this and with my life and the way things are, if I take this, it's going to, you know, I might have some adverse effects. I'm not willing to risk those pulmonary problems or the different things that people have experienced or the death that could happen. I know it's very low. Same thing with the other argument. Both risks I know are low. And then, you know, make those decisions. It's completely reasonable to say, oh, I don't want to take that. Who would I be to tell someone, no, you, because I did it, you got to do it. Sorry about my phone going. I'm just going to keep this on too. Why? How am I? You know what I'm saying? It's not cool for people to try to bully other people. It's not cool for people to try to, you know, want to see, like, it's very interesting seeing the same people who are, you know, out marching and saying that they hate cops, calling the cops because they want people, like, dealt with because of COVID stuff, or they want the police to take people's guns, or it's very weird, you know? I don't understand it. And when you run the demographics, you know, it's interesting, the people that do not want to take it. So, you know, and I don't think we should be mad at anybody. We should just get back to being good to each other and get back to our common spaces. Watch a football game with someone, watch a basketball game with someone, man, or play some cards, or just hang out, you know, do, you know, go for a walk, meet at the park, throw a football around, man. I don't know. Read a newspaper and then chit chat over an article. Like, who knows? I'd recommend the Epoch Times. They have not just good political stuff. They have a lot of interesting stuff. It reminds me of an old school, like, good newspaper before I realized that there are no real good newspapers, really. But there are some interesting articles in there and some very good writing. But, you know, I hope you guys will be kind to each other. Take care. Have a good one.
Hello?
Nope. Yep. Guys, it's been real. Pay attention to the contrast to how they've been treating this whole thing with the presidential thing. It's fascinating. They're not paying attention. If you're taking a sigh of relief and just been like, ah, I'm good. Check it out, because it's really cool. You guys take care now. From Civil Intercourse. Hit us up at anchor.fm/AB from CA. Drop us a sound file.